It has been a very nice spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures have been around or just a little bit below seasonable levels. It's dry and a bit breezy at times, and things are looking fine weather-wise as we head through the rest of the day into tonight. It'll begin to feel pretty chilly, especially as we get closer to sunset, so if you are going to be out, you will probably want to have a jacket or a sweatshirt. We've had sunshine mixed with high clouds today. They're definitely not rain clouds, so we're not worried about wet weather. The clouds are pretty thin, so the sunshine has done a decent job of getting through, though at some points the clouds have thickened up enough to result in a bit of an overcast. Of course, if I'm nitpicking the thickness of the layer of clouds, you get the sense that there's really not much weather coming our way anytime soon. We have this large area of high pressure that's covering eastern Canada and the Northeast, and that's going to protect us for a few more days, so that's going to keep any big stormy weather away. Now, where are the storms? Well, there is Arthur, which, of course, brushed by the Carolina coastline yesterday. The storm went to the northeast, to the east, and it's going to dive to the southeast and move in the direction of Bermuda later this week. The storm itself is actually transitioning from a tropical system to more of a structure of a traditional storm, meaning it's developing fronts. So it's what we're calling now an extratropical cyclone. It's kind of a technical term, but it's still a storm. It'll still bring some stormy weather to Bermuda later in the week. To our west and southwest, there's a large upper level low pressure system that is back over Illinois, and that's basically sitting in place right now. That is forecast to dip to the south in the coming days, likely to bring some flooding to areas of Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, interior Virginia, and also the interior of North and South Carolina. Eventually, some of that moisture may get in here at some point as we get closer to the weekend, but that is not set in stone at this time, so we're going to have to watch to see exactly where that upper level goes in the coming days. But for us, between now and then, I'm expecting pleasant weather. It's still going to be a little bit cool feeling through tomorrow, and then temperatures are going to climb for Thursday and Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows in the low to mid 40s, some 30s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36 to 44, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy, a low of 40 to 45, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 65 to 70. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer, with highs in the 70s, and on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, mild, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.